Hello and welcome. This is the SDS Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 13 March 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDS, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hours UTC or Zulu time on Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And I didn't have, you know, a special topic this week, but this is in the United States and I think in Canada as well, when we go from standard time to daylight saving time. So that usually results in a lot of people grumbling. And if you would like to grumble, well, here's your chance, I guess. So, but if you have anything else on your mind, maybe something more specific to amateur radio, that would also be welcome. And I'm looking at my dashboard here, and I think every call sign I see on there has been here before. So you all know how this net works. I don't need to explain it. Let me reset the timer. Okay, the call signs I see on the dashboard are N4RNW, PY2BIL, VK6BQQ, KD9NDJ, KE5TFY, W3MJO, and VE6UX. So if you did not hear your call sign just now, please come forward now so that I can add you to my list. Otherwise, those that whose call signs I mentioned, you're already on my list, and I will be calling upon you in turn. Okay, nothing else heard? I don't see any, the ham conference is not linked in at this time. I think maybe this time of year when we're, whatever. Anyhow, first on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group over here on this side of the planet, and Reg and all the others over on the other side. Good morning to you all. Yeah, we sprang forward last night, so it is now 8:04 here in the Eastern Time Zone, p.m., instead of 7:04 like it was last week. So everything's good. It was a sunny, warm day here in Florida, and we're doing good. Sorry, Wayne, I didn't hear of a question or a topic of the week. I just walked back into the room, so if I miss something, let me know. Otherwise, everybody have a good day, N4RNW.
No, Harold, I didn't have a good question this week. I'll try to have something interesting for next week. But the time change, the daylight saving, that's probably the thing that might be on people's minds, so that's what we're talking about. But anything else is fair game. Let's see, next on my list is VK6BQQ.
Net control, VK6BQQ. Yeah, just getting going here. Got another coffee. Everything's good. And it looks like the time changes have changed, so we'll have to sort it all out when we get there. Wayne, good to hear you in here. And, good to hear Michael in here, too, from the UX. VK6BQQ listing.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Always good to hear from you. You're sounding pretty good today. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo, out of São Paulo in Brazil. So, daylight saving, we don't have that anymore down here in Brazil for, 4 years now. So, nobody's missing it. All right, it only screws up my my global agenda and working worldwide with teams in the U.S., in Europe, U.K., and India, right? So with that, all the meetings that are scheduled are moving, not all, some colleagues from the U.S., whatever they booked, they see it at the same time, but we see it at a different time. So, and that's a huge disruption to our workflow. But anyways, part of life, and there are a lot of people in favor and against it for several reasons. So, but for me, I don't miss it. I don't need it. I'm happy without it. So that's what I have. Otherwise, everything is okay here. Work is keeping me too busy to play too much radio. But otherwise, everything is okay down south here. Back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yeah, there is sort of a movement afoot here in the States to do away with daylight saving time. Unfortunately, at least I think the last proposal that started to make its way through Congress was to make the spring forward, you know, summertime, be the year-round time. And scientists, and medical practitioners who are kind of specialists in things like circadian rhythms and sleep and stuff like that, kind of object to that and say, no, if you're going to switch away from daylight saving, go back to standard time year-round. Don't mess things up by going to daylight saving time year-round. It has to do with things like sunlight in the morning, I guess. It's very important for people's circadian rhythms to get reset every morning by the presence of sunlight when they wake up. And 12-month daylight saving time would mess with that. So anyway, well, it remains to be seen what happened. The snarky skeptic cynic in me assumes that the Republican majority in the House of Representatives will do the wrong thing. Ah, we'll see. I hope I'm wrong. Anyway, moving along. How about KD9NDJ?
Good evening, AB9FJ, a.k.a. Wayne. This is KD9NDJ, a.k.a. 10. My SDF username is KDB. And, I just got back from a hasty road trip to the middle of the state of Michigan, a little town called Alma, where I attended the premiere of my latest, greatest dance score. I was the composer, the choreographer turned out a nice piece. The dancers were 12 in number. They were all wearing white. It was a piece about goldfinches, the birds, who have some kind of social thing going. And the basic idea was the goldfinches in groups are called a charm, and of course charm school got involved somehow or other. Anyway, I made a thump a piece, and the sound technician really warmed the cockles of my heart and rocked the house, so I was very happy. However, I noticed in regard to time changing that Michigan is in the eastern time zone. Indiana, the state in between my state and that one, Illinois, is always been reluctant. You know, they don't do daylight saving time as far as I know. So I changed my clocks twice, at least the ones that are reportable in the car. And it's disorienting because it's really hard to get all your... Some technology dots the iPhone. It knows what time it is. But my little smartwatch is a little stupider than that, and it needed some prodding. It's fascinating. But it's kind of a mess. Leave it one way or the other. That would be my that would be my pleasure. Anyway, I'm probably about to time out, so I'm going to turn it back over to you, AB9FJ, KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken, and welcome back from your adventures in Michigan, and congratulations on your choreography and composition there. Way to go. And let me just mention that I see VK2DY has popped up on the dashboard here, so I'm adding Robert to my check-in list. I'll be calling on you eventually. And it's probably time for me to say that I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, and this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. And we don't have a particular topic this week, but we've been kind of talking about the switch from standard time to daylight saving time here in the United States and I believe Canada. And I sent out a little note to the SDF ARC mailing list, and I said North America is going on daylight saving time. But actually, almost as soon as I had sent that, I realized that may not be actually true there. I don't know about Mexico, and I was only partially about Canada. So I probably should have just said USA. Apologies if I offended any Mexicans or Canadians with that message. So let's see, who's next on my list here? I see I have a VK3HJQ did an in and out in the chat there, and I do not see him on the dashboard, so I will call him an in and out check-in and move along to KE5TFY.
This is KE5TFY. So I live in Arizona, and Arizona has not celebrated, quote-unquote, daylight saving time for a significant amount of time, which I'm quite happy with. So we are actually, if you look us up, we're either MST or AZMST, depending on what you're doing. And so we don't do anything related to that, but just right now it's tax season here in the U.S., so getting through that and looking forward to potentially making some purchases here in the next couple of months related to some hobbies, radio, and some drone stuff. And other than that, K5TFY, back to you.
Aaron, just out of curiosity, when you mentioned tax season, are you a tax professional, like a CPA or something like that?
No, so I have two jobs, and then my wife is she owns a business, and so it gets hectic / complicated whenever it's tax time here. So K5TFY, back to you.
Okay, I get it. All right. Well, thank you for checking in with us. Next on my list is W3MJO. Josh, it's your turn.
W3MJO. Good evening, Wayne, and everyone on the net. I had a fairly productive weekend. Did some gardening here in Central Texas yesterday, and I got some vegetables in. And today, I, like everyone else, am suffering through the time change. Wayne, for your trivia questions, the only two states in Mexico that do not change time is the state of Sonora, which is south of Arizona, and the state of Yucatan. The rest of them do change with daylight saving time. So there's a little bit of trivia for you. With that, I am looking forward to the day when we no longer have to do this, although I do not want to be stuck in daylight savings time, but we'll see what comes of it. Back to Net Controller, W3MJO.
Okay, Josh, thanks for checking in, and thanks for supplying that information about Mexico and daylight savings. So now I know, or what a TIL. Thank you. Next on my list is VE6UX.
Hey, B9FJ, and the rest of the net, Victor Echo 6, Uniform X-Ray. A quick note, Wayne, if you sent out messages, you're probably sending it out to the VE7KI at Hamnet address, which is now VE6. UX at Hamnet, because I haven't got any mail from you guys for a long time. Daylight savings time, cows in Saskatchewan can't sleep through it, so Saskatchewan in Canada doesn't have daylight savings time. We have a pact with California, Oregon, Washington State, and British Columbia, where once Oregon changes permanently to daylight savings time, so will those three states and BC. Alberta, we just lag behind. It's minus 12 degrees Celsius here, minus 19 with the wind chill, which is 10 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 2 degrees Fahrenheit with the wind chill. This day in history, if people don't realize, let me break. This day in history is when Germany first started its long march. It went into Austria and took over Austria, and of course Poland fell after that. VE6UX, back to Matt.
Okay, thank you, Michael. I know that there were a couple of things I wanted to mention, but one of them is that the message that I sent out went out to the mailing list, and so I did not, you know, address my message to individual call signs. So what you need to do is send an email to majordomo@sdf.org and subscribe to SDFARC-L, and you want to send that message from your new email address. And if you want to be really, you know, thorough, if you still have access to the old email account, send an unsubscribe message to take that email address off of the mailing list. But if you don't, I think eventually, if it gets enough bounces, it will automatically remove the address. So anyway, I think if you go to sdfarc.org, there are instructions on there about how to send a message to Major Domo and get yourself subscribed to the mailing list. Let's see, who's next on my list here? How about VK2DY?
Yes, good morning, 11:19 a.m., same time as it always is. But anyway, this is Robert, VK2DY in Killyool Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 21 degrees Celsius here and raining. We're in that autumn weather pattern where we get 3 or 4 days of hot weather and then 3 or 4 days of cool, wet weather. And so we're in the cool, wet weather at the moment. And eventually that hot weather just sort of gets lower and lower and lower. And then we're in autumn and winter weather here. Although winter is not, there's never any snow in Sydney. I think last time it only snowed once on record in Sydney. And that was in 1975. And the Bureau of Meteorology didn't have time to get out to measure it before it melted. So we don't know how much fell in that day. But at any rate, it is what it is, as they say. It fell actually somewhere near here, Kellyville Ridge. They tell me it fell somewhere very close to where I live right now. But it was, of course, in 75, it was a cow paddock. It wasn't a housing estate. So it is what it is, as they say. Let me reset for a second. So, of course, the closer you get to the equator, the less daylight savings time makes any sense at all. So in Australia, the southern states, Tasmania, Victoria, New South Wales, and South Australia, and the Australian Capital Territory, Canberra as well, all observe daylight savings time. But the rest of Australia does not, because the difference in day-night is not as extreme as you get further north here. So they don't do that. We've had a long debate here as to whether we should abandon daylight savings time. There's been a proposal, because Queensland is on standard time at the moment, we're on daylight savings time. There's been a proposal to shift the time zone a half an hour to sort of go halfway in between and leave it there. And that proposal has gone nowhere. So, but it's been around for a long time. But that would get Queensland and the whole of Eastern Australia on the same time zone. It would also put us an hour later than South Australia, which is on its own time zone. So it is what it is, I guess. Anyway, other than that, New Zealand does daylight savings time, and they change same time we do, actually. So they'll be on the 2nd of April, they'll be going back to standard time as well. So we will be on standard time. This is always confusing for me when I do nets, because what happens is North America changes one time, Europe changes another time, and we change a third time. And so there's no coordination between the times, and I have to remember what time the nets are on. It gets very, very confusing for these few weeks here until everything settles down. But, the long debate here in New South Wales about daylight savings time, because the width of these time zones are strange, are big. They're wide. They're a whole 15 degrees wide. So people on the far end of the time zones tend to not like them as much as people near the center of the time zones. But at any rate, it is what it is, as I said. VK2DY back to...
Well, yes. Comprehending and dealing with all the subtleties of time changes, that's why they pay us NCs the big bucks. So, enjoy that. Okay, let me mention that I see AD0QM has joined us. Hi, Jeff. And I think everybody else has been called upon. So our topic this week, well, we don't really have a topic, but we just, here in North America, we just went back onto daylight saving time. So everybody, it's a popular topic to rant about. So if you have any comments about the time switch, or maybe you have something else on your mind, so go ahead, AD0QM.
Good afternoon, evening, good morning, wherever everybody is. This is AD0QM, just from Minnesota, United States. For me, I used to, a long time ago, work in the energy industry, creating control systems for oil and gas pipelines. And every time the whole discussion of daylight savings times came up, they always wanted to revolutionize process control by having our control systems identify where they are in the world, use GPS, and figure out, oh, this is the time and whatnot going on, and coordinate all of this time change, and just trying to sit there and program out some logic to figure out what time it is. There are places that are 15 minutes off, there are places that are 30 minutes off, there are places that every so many years changes what day and week of the month their time change occurs. And we would run into all these problems where you'd have a pipeline that would span over multiple time zones, and they'd want to coordinate everything, and depending on which country you'd be in, you could have a pipeline where a third of it changes time at a different time than everything else, and to have a substation somewhere have its time change in the middle of a week just always kind of made things break. And every time we would get a new manager that was like, oh, time change, have you ever thought about making that all automatic? And we're like, don't ask us to do that project. And sure enough, we would start doing it. We'd spend about a month trying to work on it, and it just never would work out. That guy would move or retire or get a new job, and then a new manager would come in and they'd say, oh yeah, that's a great idea, we should try to automate that process. And we're like, no, please don't make us do that. So I am excited for the day when we just get rid of time changes altogether and the whole world just has a set time and we never have to change it. This is AD0QM, back to you, Net Control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. But, you know, your comment sparks perhaps a new topic here, or it's kind of a subtopic perhaps, but those of you who actually hang out on SDF are probably aware that SDF operates on UTC, so that there's just one time zone for all of the users all over the world who are using SDF. And ham radio has been doing that for quite a long time. You know, very often times are expressed in terms of UTC or Zulu time instead of local time. It's kind of a mix in ham radio. There's a certain learning curve that people need to climb to understand, you know, a single time zone all over the world. But anyway, In your context, they're dealing with pipelines like that. Has anyone ever suggested, hey, let's just run everything on UTC?
The problem is actually that depending on where you are in the world and what all the legal rules are, they all have different times of the day which they want to run reports. And so trying to keep a single time never works because they want to say at midnight of whatever time zone this report gets run, and it's all just based on whatever the standards of that country is. So it's just this horrible scenario of every country is different, every jurisdiction is different, every time zone is different. Yeah, if we could just have one time, that would make life so much easier.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm thinking that that puts the problem squarely in the ballpark of the local entity or country that is, different, rather than everybody in the world having to I don't know. I don't want to get into a rant or anything. Anyway, more and more, I'm kind of picking up on the SDF approach and starting to think in terms of UTC. I haven't gone completely. I still have to stop and do a little bit of arithmetic in my head, but it's an interesting idea. We'll see how long I stick with it and how many other people pick it up. So at this point here, I think I've given everyone a chance to speak, and it's time for rechecks or any new stations. I don't see any other conferences linked, but we do have the NB0X gateway over to DMR and All-Star. So at this point, let's see if there's anyone out there who wants to check in over the gateway. Okay, nothing heard from the gateway, so do we have any rechecks, any additional comments?
80QM with a recheck.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I jumped in late. Did anybody happen to bring up the Swatch internet time?
I don't know what you're talking about. Would you explain?
Sure. So the company Swatch decided that they were going to come up with a gimmick of a watch in, I think it was like 98, 99, that they called internet time. And they used a 1,000 units per day unit of measure, and they would get rid of all time zones, and so you could have a watch that had internet time on it, and you could say, hey, I'll meet you in this IRC chat room at 400 beats, I think is what they called it, and everybody's watch was the same. So 400 beats was 400 beats for everybody. It's just where you live, that might be when the sun is directly overhead. For somebody else, it might be in the middle of the night. And there was just so many things that went wrong with it. They were using like plus one or plus two UTC for their prime meridian. And so it was just everything was kind of off. And they made one watch and they made one Windows app that you could install on your machine to see what the internet time was. And it was kind of a cool concept, but it was just so much poor design and poor planning by their PR team that it never went anywhere.
Okay, so that was like 20 years ago. All right, so I think I may have vaguely heard something about that, but as you say, it did not take off, and so I forgot about it, I guess. But that does remind me, many, many years ago, gosh, back in the 80s, I think, the original Battlestar Galactica television series, they introduced a different terminology for time. They had microns and which would be kind of like seconds, and they had yarons, which would be like years, and it was all a metric system. I don't remember the details, but it made for some interesting dialogue. You know, instead of talking about hours and minutes, you know, they talked about microns and centons or something like that, kind of, you know, a decimalization of daily time. So Anyway, I don't know why that sticks in my memory. But thank you, Jeff. And does anyone else want to pipe up? Okay, so it looks like we're getting pretty close to the end of the net here, and I want to say that I am pleasantly surprised that we actually had a larger than average turnout today. I was expecting that we might have a much lower than average turnout, what with the time zone or time change confusion issue. But no, you guys are on the ball there. You figured it out. So let's make this final call for rechecks or check-ins, new check-ins for the edition of the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net.
AB9FJ, VK60QQ.
Go ahead, Reg.
I'm just thinking, well, that's very strange for me, but why don't we just stay with GMT time and forget about all this other nonsense?
Well, that's what I was saying there, that that's what SDF does. Now, my understanding is that there are subtle differences between GMT and UTC. And in fact, I think I vaguely remember that there's like a UTC1 and a UTC2. I don't know. I would have to go and look it up again. But there are some subtle distinctions there, but they're like within a couple of seconds of each other. That's kind of what I was saying, that if you hang out on SDF enough, you'll start getting used to the idea of what the difference is between UTC and your local time, and it will start to become second nature to translate that in your head. So I think it's a good idea, Reg. So back to you.
Well, I'm not sure whether it's a good idea or not, but UTC, Greenwich Mean Time, we should all have a standard and go with the flow. All this time change is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that's why I mentioned that, the military uses it because they have activities all over the globe and they have to coordinate them. And ham radio has also in the same position with activities all over the globe. You want to make a QSO with somebody make a sked perhaps to have a QSO with somebody on the other side of the planet. You use GMT, UTC, Zulu, whatever, to make sure that you're both looking at the same time, right? So it's not a newfangled thing. It's been around for a long time. So I'll pass it back to you, Reg, and anyone else who wants to unkey too soon there, and anyone else who wants to recheck.
Well, sounds like things are pretty quiet, but it makes more sense with the UTC or Greenwich Mean Time. Leave it the way it is, and people will sort it out, I'm sure. Amateurs always have that ability to, I know what time it is, and the next thing you know, somebody keys up and poof, I got a QSO happening. So it's interesting. People are people. Unbelievable.
Okay, so final call for additional comments before we wrap the net. Okay, I won't count that. That was Jeff disconnecting, I think. So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0039 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we still have the SDF DMR talk group 31650, or you can join us on SDF in COM in the Anon Radio Room. So, this is Met Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.